This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, Book 33.
Systems known as Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, and Svaloka. By your constitutional nature, you take away sins, and that is why we are touching you. Kindly continue to purify us.
ধন্যবাদ মন্ত্রীদের অধিবাসীরা এই মন্ত্রে তারা উপাসনা করেন হে নদীর জল আপনি পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের শক্তি প্রাপ্ত হয়েছেন আপনি ঘুরলোক ভূমরলোক এবং সবলোক পবিত্র করেন আপনার শরীরের দ্বারা আপনি পাপ নাশ করেন এবং তাই আমরা আপনাকে স্পর্শ করছি দয়া করে আপনি আমাদের পবিত্র করুন বলেছেন মাটির জল এবং বায়ু আকাশ মন বুদ্ধি ও অহংকার এই আটটি উপাদান নিয়ে আমার ভিন্ন জড় প্রকৃতি রচিত হয়েছে
The specific rivers mentioned in the Shastras are also enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and people who regularly bathe in them are purified. It can actually be seen that many people are cured of diseases simply by bathing in the Ganges. Similarly, the inhabitants of Pranchadvipa purify themselves by bathing in the rivers there.
এবং তারা ব্রহ্মাণ্ডের জুড়ে কার্য করে সবকিছুকে সক্রিয় করছে শাস্ত্রে সে বিশেষ বিশেষ নদীগুলি উল্লেখ করা হয়েছে সেগুলি ভগবানের শক্তি এবং যারা নিয়মিতভাবে সেই সমস্ত নদীতে স্নান করেন তারা পবিত্র হন প্রকৃতপক্ষে দেখা গেছে যে অনেক মানুষ কেবল নদীতে স্নান করে রোগমুক্ত হয়েছে তেমনি পঞ্চদ্বীপের অধিবাসীরা সেখানকার নদীগুলিকে স্নান করে নিজেকে পবিত্র করেন
হরে কৃষ্ণ So another description is moving to the explanation of the Pranchadvipa. And we see that worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by this particular mantra we just chanted.
আমরা যে মন্ত্রটা এখানে উচ্চারণ করেছি সেই মন্ত্র দিয়ে পঞ্চদ্বীপের অধিবাসীরা ভগবানের উপাসনা করে থাকেন
Pranchadvipa was described previously, and that is surrounded by the ocean of the clarified button. And now the Pranchadvipa is surrounded by the ocean of milk. So it appears that these inhabitants of the Dvipas that are in very special circumstances. I need to say, especially as we know what is our existence here in our
world.
They are very pious. And they are worshipping the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
It was mentioned in the previous verses that they actually worship the demigod
Varuna Deva.
But they understand that Varuna Deva is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
এটা জানেন যে গরুদের হচ্ছেন কি পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের প্রতিনিধি।
And mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that the inhabitants of Kotadweep, they gather by the shores of the ocean and look, and within their palms they are worshipping with this mantra and offering the milk to either a stone or a metal form of the Lord David.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Dhaka Kolachan, President of Vagavashira, ইতিমধ্যে তিনি সমবেত হন এবং সেখানে ভগবানের প্রস্তর বা ধাতু মূর্তি মানে গুরুন্দরের মূর্তি করে তাকে অভিষেক করেন।
So, as I mentioned, they understand the relationship between the Deva Varuna and the Supreme Personality.
আমি বলছি যেমন ধারণা করেছি যে এখানকার অধিবাসীরা দেবতা এবং ভগবানের মধ্যে পার্থক্য বোঝেন।
They understand that all the Devas are doing very great service in this material universe for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And I tell you, the souls of Devatana, Bhagavan has done a very, very
strong job. And they are grateful because the Devas are supplying their necessities of life.
And the Devas are supplying their necessities of life.
Ultimately, they realize that the necessities are supplied by the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
So we can see this reflected in this prayer that all water of the rivers, actually, not so much they actually, it's more specific that they are worshipping the water of the rivers. And
we're in a day-to-day
network, not so much the afternoon. Here they're saying, you are purifying the three country systems, Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, and Svaloka. And you take away the sins. So Prabhupada, in the beginning of his purport, he starts off by quoting this sloka from Bhagavad Gita, Bhumiyapono Vayukam Manobriyevacha, Mukhavitiyam Nebina Pakitiyastima.
আপনাদের শুরুতে ভগবদ্গীতা করেছেন
তিনি
বলতে চেয়েছেন যে সমস্ত উপাদানগুলি সব মিলিয়ে ভগবানেরই
অধীনে manifested nature brought everything into being. God before the manifested brought from the unmanifested to the
manifested.
And all the elements were all mixed, and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifest all the elements one after the other.
So what we can do is find a mixture of all these elements. We can produce a whole one.
This is very nicely explained in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So we have the details from here. We will show Srimad Bhagavatam.
And after the elements, then all the different the supreme, the first being of the universe was manifest by that world being.
তারপরে সৃষ্টির প্রথম জীব ব্রহ্মা প্রকট হলেন
and the supreme personality God in his huge Lord Brahma with the power to create so many other different types of living beings.
তারপরে পরমেশ্বর ভগবান ব্রহ্মাজিকে বিভিন্ন ধরনের জীব সৃষ্টির জন্য শক্তি প্রদান করলেন
first from the demigods and then to the lower species.
প্রথমে দেবতা থেকে শুরু করে ক্রমশ নিম্ন শ্রেণীর পরিণদের
and the living entities, the soul, the spirit souls were impregnated into the different types of body.
বিভিন্ন ধরনের শরীরের মধ্যে রূপে বিচিত করা হয়েছে।
And that, of course, it is God made arrangement that the higher beings, the devas, would be in charge of the necessities of life for those in the lower planetary systems.
কিন্তু ভগবান ব্যবস্থা করেছেন যে নিম্ন শ্রেণীর যে লোকেরা আছেন তাদের জন্য যে প্রয়োজন সেগুলি দেবতা ব্যবস্থা প্রদান করবেন।
So as far as light and air and water and so on, some devas in charge supplying these, they are in charge of supplying these
things.
And the different types of body are created requiring different amounts of air and water and heat and so on. The different bodies of the species of life, they need different amounts of air and water and heat and so on, and these things are supplied by the
devas.
But of course, we reiterate that it is a God who is giving the power to the devas to be able to perform these functions. All our senses, our eyes, our ears, nose, touch, everything like that is dependent upon the supply coming from the
devas.
And as I said, ultimately the power is coming from the Supreme Personality
of Godhead.
But our bodies, our senses are completely dependent.
And
therefore, Krishna is known as Rishikesh, the Lord of the senses. Because without Rishikesh, even our senses, our body wouldn't be able to function. The devas themselves wouldn't be able to function. And the Lord is within the heart, arranging everything, fulfilling the desires of the living entities.
ভগবান সব জীবের হৃদয় থেকে তাদের বিভিন্ন রকমের প্রয়োজনগুলো পূরণ করছেন।
Someone who is a devotee understands these things.
ভক্তরা এসব বিষয়ে বুঝতে পারে।
Someone who is non-devotee is thinking I am independent and I am controlling my body, my senses and other activities.
এরা ভক্ত নয়, তারা মনে করে যে আমার দেহ, আমার ইন্দ্রিয়
But we see here the residents of Kunchadri, they are giving all prayer and credit to the Supreme Personality of God. And they're also acknowledging Varuna, who is the demigod in the Supreme Lord's service.
সেই সঙ্গে তারা উপলব্ধি করেন যে বরুণ দেব যিনি জলের দেবতা তিনি হচ্ছেন ভগবানের প্রতিনিধি।
This is the proper mental.
এই হচ্ছে প্রকৃত
the question of the consciousness of how we see things in the world.
এখন প্রশ্ন হচ্ছে আমরা এই জগৎটাকে কিভাবে দেখি।
One time when Prabhupada was walking in the Jaipur walk, he was walking on the beach, on the sand.
Actually, Srila Prabhupada, after going to the video, showed it to the video, going to the video.
And one disciple said to Prabhupada, when I walk on the beach, the sand, like it's not true, I find it hard to remember Krishna.
And then Srila Prabhupada told him, Prabhupada, when you're going to the video, you're going to the video, তখন খ্রিস্টকে স্মরণ থাকে
Prabhupada said, oh, I'm thinking differently. When I'm walking on the beach, I only see Krishna. I see the ocean, I think Krishna. I see the sky, I think Krishna. I see the sun, I think Krishna. So this is the difference between the materialist and the spiritual. Wherever the great soul goes, he's only thinking of Krishna. Remember one time one reporter asked Prabhupada, how do you like it in your country, your divine grace, he said.
And then he said, because nobody gives what he said.
Prabhupada replied, no, I like it everywhere. This is the consciousness of the pure devotee. He doesn't see any difference between one place and the other.
He's
doing Krishna. Wherever he goes. We may be different. We go one place we like, we go another place we don't like.
And we get to pass it
So that is due to our defect in material consciousness.
So that's
in Bhagavad Gita is mentioned Rana Soham Apsukonta Prabhashmi Shashikura. Krishna explains. He says, I am the taste of the water. I am the light of the sun of the moon, the symbol of the sound and the ability in man. Krishna is all these things. So now, Prabhupada explains that if someone sees in that way, all living in the elements. Now, look, Prabhupada himself is a very high Bhagavad devotee. He sees the world, he sees Krishna, he sees in the highest position. But ordinary person, if they see the world, the universe, and appreciate that and have some connection to God within, the Prabhupada explains that this is a preliminary understanding of the energy of God.
So then, what is it? It's just a day.
Just to see the elements, at least they mention some connection with God. Because the gross materialist, he sees everything and just wants to enjoy, exploit, and so
on.
So Prabhupada, in the beginning of his purport, starts off in this way, describing the elements of the world and their connection with the Supreme Personality. At the end of his purport, he speaks about the sacred rivers such as the Ganges, how simply by bathing in the Ganga, one is purified.
Hmm.
They are enemies of the Supreme Personality, but they are very special, being empowered by the Lord to purify even the most sinful persons. So we see in India, especially, that the pilgrims go to the holy places and they go to take the bath in the holy river. And Prabhupada says by bathing, not only is one purified, but even the diseases can be cured simply by bathing in rivers like the Ganga.
So what we can do, we can stand for it, and we stand for it, and we go on that island, we can do the Ganga, stand for it, and we go to the Ganga.
So there's two explanations given by Prabhupada in his purport that any river or any element, if one makes connection to God, one can actually become slowly elevated and purified. But especially if one bathes in the holy rivers, and one becomes very, very much purified of all those sinful
reactions. যেকোনো জল উপাদান রয়েছে কেন এগুলোর সঙ্গে ভগবানের সম্পর্ক রয়েছে এই হিসাব করলে খুবই মূর্তি হয় বিশেষ করে যে পবিত্র নদীগুলো আছে সেই নদীগুলোর সঙ্গে ভগবানের বিশেষ শক্তি প্রাপ্ত সেটাও অত্যন্ত
গুরুত্বপূর্ণ you are purifying the three worlds, the Bhuvaloka, Bhuvaloka, Svaloka. So these are very special holy rivers that they are praying in this
world.
So they're praying, kindly continue to purify. So they're making a prayer like that. Well, this indicates that one has to be also in a proper consciousness when bathing and going to the holy place.
So, the
just like we are coming to Sri Dhan Mayapur or Sri Vrindavan Dham. One has to be in a proper consciousness and sincerely come with the attitude of being purified and rendering service to the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
One should not think Mayapur Dham, Vrindavan Dham are ordinary places. This is considered to be an offense, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some offenses that one has to avoid when coming to the Holy Dham. To consider the Holy Dham to be part of a particular country or a particular state or a particular place is considered offense. So, Prabhupada comments that just like Sri Mayapur Dham, one may consider it is in the state of West Bengal. But actually, it is not in the state of West Bengal. It is of the spiritual world.
So, Prabhupada has a question. Sri Mayapur, sounds like a very high question, but I'm not sure. In the book of the book, Sri Mayapur question, but I'm not sure. Okay? Big boy,
you're not sure. There's one nice verse from the Skanda Purana. Manah Purim Samasvik Chakkalo Yena Prakasate Sarva Papa Vimuktas Payanti Paraman Vichin. Those who worship me in Kali Yuga while residing in Manipur will be free from all sinful reactions. And achieve the supreme destination. So, a beautiful story in regard to Mayapur Dham that I read some time ago. That actually, Mayapur Dham, we should very much appreciate as the mercy manifestation of Srimati Radharani.
Actually,
Mayapur Dham is the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's desire.
Mayapur Dham is the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's
desire. Some of you may know the story that one time Krishna was in Vrindavan enjoying with another Gopi Viraja. And the Raja, she is very beautiful and she has a very beautiful place that Krishna came to enjoy with her. So one of Radha Shakti, she told Radharani that Krishna was there. Radharani came running there with her other Shakti. She wanted to bring Krishna back to her,
hopefully.
But then Krishna and Viraj knew that Radha was coming. And Krishna made himself invisible. And Viraja made a turn herself into a river. So when Radha came there, of course, she understood everything, but she was just looking at the abode of Viraja.
And then also given the Viraja said,
how beautiful it was. He said that Krishna has come here to be with Viraja. She is very beautiful. She is very beautiful. I want to make my place even more beautiful. She went back, and with the help of the other gopis, she made a very nice arrangement with gardens and beautiful trees and birds and all the different animals. Beautiful, everything was so beautiful. She called the Ganga Jamuna to surround everything. She began to play a very sweet melody on her flute to attract Krishna. When Krishna heard, he couldn't remain invisible any
longer.
He came there and he said that I could not remain concealed from you. You are my greatest love. And you have made such a beautiful place.
And
I will make it even more beautiful. So Krishna, he made it so beautiful, expanded the
beauty.
He said, this place is so nice, it is like a new Vrindavan, or Nava Vrindavan, Nava Vraja. Because Jamuna and Ganga and surrounding it is like an island. It is like an island. So it's not only Nama Braja, but it is Nama Dvipa. And in the future, I will manifest this abode in the material world. And I will personally descend to taste your love for me. So it is said here that light arises early in the morning with devotion and hears this story of Navadvipa's creation will certainly attain Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Those people who come here and worship us will certainly attain our eternal service in the mood of the Shaktis. If someone just comes here once, he will attain the results of going to all the other sacred places. Now, we have to understand, have the proper understanding as far as Srimad
Bhagavatam.
It is no different to Vrindavan.
Vrindavan is
a little bit different flavor.
It's too rusty.
Ultimately, it's the same flavor. Initially, it may be perceived with a different flavor. Now, this was explained very nicely by Lord Nityananda to Jiva Goswami. And of course, some of you have probably read in Navadvipa Mahatmya that conversation. Lord Nityananda was in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur's home, and Jiva Goswami came
in.
Jiva Goswami was asking many questions about Mayapur Dham and Vrindavan. There is no difference between Vrindavan and
Mayapur.
Vrindavan Dham is Madhurya-ras.
Vrindavan Dham is Madhurya-ras.
But the conditioned souls are not qualified to enter into it.
If the Bhagavad Gita Shira Sri Pradeshkara Gita,
they have to come to Mahapurdham or Dharya Ras to get the mercy. And further, he said that because the living entities are not very qualified, they have to worship Gauranga, especially in the Dasya Ras.
Prasad
would always comment, don't try to artificially or abruptly go to Madhurya
Rasa.
That is for Raja Yuga. In other words, when we come to Mayapur Dham, we have to worship Lord Gauranga in the mood of service. And when we come here, we have to avoid the offenses against the Holy Land. This can be done, Prabhupada explains, by receiving the mercy of a great devotee. Otherwise, we will come and we will not actually enter into the Holy
Land.
Rupa Jananda explained that actually Gaudamaya, she is covering the Holy Land with a film of the material energy.
And those
who are not sincere to overcome the offenses will just live on the film of the material energy. They will not actually live in the Holy
Land.
This is same for Vrindavan. They will live on the film of the material energy that is created by Prabhupada was walking one time in Vrindavan. And he was describing the glory of Vrindavan Dham, and so sweetly that the disciples were thinking that he must be seeing at every moment the qualities and the spiritual nature of the holy Dham like Vrindavan
Dham.
After some time, one disciple politely interrupted
Prabhupada.
He said, Prabhupada, when I come to Vrindavan, I don't see like that. I just see the broken buildings, ritual drivers, the dirty place, the pigs, the dogs, I see all
that.
The Prabhupada said, this is because you are not seeing purely. You have a speck in your eye. So the disciple, when he heard that, he began to rub his eyes.
So
Prabhupada laughed. He said, no, not like that. The speck in your eye means your material
desires.
Your material desires are blocking you entering actually into the Holy
Dhamma.
You will live on the top and you will not be able to go in. So, we have to appreciate living in Mayapur Dham. We are very fortunate. We cannot enter actually into Vrindavan Dham, especially Madhurya. The Lord Nityananda explained the same Vrindavan Dham is very mercifully manifested here in Sri Mayapur Dham. And when he comes here and worships without offense, Lord Gauranga, who is none other than Radha and Krishna, will ultimately attain the Guru Arjuna.
And directly
But first of all, one has to worship Lord Chaitanya in the Dasya
Rasa.
Therefore, when we are worshipping Lord Chaitanya, we are worshipping Prabhupada always instructed, you worship, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You worship like that.
You serve him
very nicely. So by his mercy, and by the mercy of the pure devotee, one will attain the perfection of Radha Krishna. One should not try to jump immediately. One should follow what is the process given by our great acharyas.
So, we
haven't got any time for questions because we have to go for our meeting, but maybe I can take one question. Does anyone have any questions?
Should I always see how it's a transcendental being created by Srimati Radharani? So my question is it offense to hold both conceptions at the same time?
Is that the one?
Is it an offense to hold both conceptions at the same time? In other words, I see the transcendental nature of Sri Dhammayapur, but I also see that it's in a practical way. That's situated in West Bengal, India. So it's called both conceptions at the same time. Is that
I mean to say, ultimately, our understanding should be it is not part of Bengal. But we're seeing both because of the speck in the eye. The speck in the eye. So, if one is just because of material conditioning with the speck in the eye, seeing Bengal and the spiritual nature. One is not fully seeing the spiritual nature. We have to understand our position. If you're saying both, that means you're not fully understanding the spiritual. But if you are serving in the holy dharma, following the processes given by the acharyas, avoiding offenses, serving in a nice mood, then eventually the speck will be gone, and you will just see whether Bengal or India or any place, you will just see this is the spiritual realm without any deficiency. Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Chandrande Hari Hari Go.
Hello, Mr. Prabhu. First of all, I am a Sunam Ji, Mahatma Bhagavati Ki Adarani, Sister Dibbi Sastan. I am a Sunam Ji Ki Jai Gaur Chandrande Hari Hari Go. I am a Sunam Ji Ki Jai Gaur Chandrande
I'm going to go to the next one.